When I was first learning about meditation and the healing arts, I was frequently told to make sure that I was grounded. I found this to be really confusing because I didn't really understand what they were asking me to do or even how to do it. I also didn't understand why it was so important, let alone necessary. So when I asked them the question, "What do you mean by grounding?" I was often met with looks of amazement. How could you possibly not know what it means to be grounded? But no one had ever taught me. So I decided I had better learn what it meant to be grounded. I tried many different techniques. And then one day I discovered a very powerful grounding technique that is my honor to share with you, so that you too can understand what it means to be grounded and to experience being fully grounded. I am really very excited about this new technique, and it has become the most powerful grounding technique that I have ever learned, and I use it every day. The vertical axis technique was originally developed by Andrea Matheson, who is the creator of the Raven Essences. Andrea has very graciously given me permission to share this amazing technique with you. So what makes this vertical axis such a solid, vibrant grounding technique? Well, it's the fact that it teaches you to not only ground into nature, but to also ground into spirit at the same time. You are in essence connected to heaven and earth all at once. And how does that feel to be grounded into heaven and earth at the same time? Well, when you are grounded into your vertical axis, you feel calmer. You're less likely to feel stressed, anxious, or overwhelmed. You find that you are not so easily influenced by other people's wills or their private agendas. You feel more in control emotionally, mentally, and physically. A deeper understanding and growth of your spirituality often follows. You can feel more present, more conscious, and in the moment. You may find that your meditation practice is deeper, and you feel more physically present. You may be more aware of your emotions and find it easier to process those feelings more deeply. There is a sense of peace and contentment that flows through your day-to-day life. Your friends and family will begin to notice that you're calmer, more peaceful, and happier. The benefits of grounding can never be overstated. It helps you to make decisions more easily. It calms the mental chatter and stills the mind. It helps you to manage your fear, reduce stress and anxiety. It forms a very powerful foundation for meditation and for healing work that's vibrant and dynamic and stable. It will also enhance your communication and interaction with your inner teams, such as guardian angels, guides, ascended masters, and nature spirits. The full benefits of grounding are very personal and can never be fully explained to others. This is where you just begin to know. It brings a deeper sense of inner peace and empowerment. You begin to understand that you cannot change the way other people react, but you can certainly manage how you react. Now, there are many different techniques for grounding. One of them is drinking water. It's refreshing, it's hydrating, and helps to detox the body. Having something to eat is quick and easy, but if you're on a diet or you have food allergies, it can get a little tricky. Having a good night's sleep is always very grounding. And how many times have you found yourself in a situation where you've been very upset, and a friend has very wisely advised you to just sleep on it, and the solution will be there in the morning? And they're right, it always is. Getting a massage is always a great idea because it's very relaxing and very grounding. Exercising is also an excellent technique of grounding, and it's very energizing. And being in nature can never be understated. It can be a walk around the block or in the park. It can be riding your bike or it can be gardening. But it always brings you back into contact with Mother Earth. These are all very valid and effective techniques, but not necessarily practical for a busy life. So how do you stay grounded when life gets too busy? How do you get grounded when you're stressed out, anxious, overwhelmed, or you're just plain scared? All of these techniques, while very effective, do take time. And let's face it, if you're stressed out or freaking out, it's a little tricky to say to somebody, "You know what? I need a time out." And then slip out of the room and have something to eat, or go for a walk, or to have a little nap, and hope that you've got the answer. The vertical axis is a technique that is going to help you to stay fully and completely grounded throughout your day. I will also teach you how to find one word that will put you back into your vertical axis at a moment's notice. To begin the vertical axis, find a position that is comfortable and peaceful. Have a journal and pen nearby so that you can write down any thoughts or feelings that should come to you after the meditation. As you're sitting or lying down and feeling your body relax, start to take a few slow, deep breaths, breathing in and breathing out. Feel your breath going deep into your belly. Feel the ease with which your chest rises and falls with each breath. Feel the tension releasing from your body as you breathe slowly, deeply, easily. Now turn your attention to your tailbone and imagine or pretend that there is a root coming down from your tailbone down into the earth. And as this root goes down into the earth, there are roots forming at the base of your feet, and they are also going deep into the earth. Feel these roots going deep, deep, deep into the earth. And imagine that you can feel the earth. You can smell the earth. You can feel your roots branching out deeper and deeper into the ground. And now ask for permission to connect to the intelligence of nature. Feel that energy coming up through your roots like water through a straw. Feel the energy of the intelligence of nature moving up through your legs, into your knees, and into your thighs. Breathe in and breathe out. And with each breath in, the energy of the intelligence of nature is moving up through your legs and into your abdomen. Feel the energy of the intelligence of nature filling your belly. Breathe in and breathe out. Feel the energy of the intelligence of nature moving up into your heart. And just hold it there for a moment. And breathe in and breathe out. And now imagine that the energy from the intelligence of nature is filling up into your shoulders and running down into your arms, right to the tips of your fingers. And breathe in and breathe out. Feeling the energy of the intelligence of nature now moving up through your neck and into your head. And now imagine or pretend that the top of your head is opening up like a flower, and the energy of the intelligence of nature is now flowing down over your body, and it's washing away all the tension and anxiety. And just pause there for a moment. And breathe and feel the energy of the intelligence of nature washing over you. Now imagine or pretend that you can look up through the top of your head to the heavens and ask for permission to connect to spiritual intelligence. Imagine or pretend that you can see a beam of light coming down from the heavens. And it touches the top of your head, and it feels warm, like sunlight on your skin. And breathe in. And breathe out. And as you breathe in, this energy from the spiritual intelligence comes down through your head, moving down through your neck, into your shoulders and your arms, right to the tips of your fingers. Feel it coming into your chest and filling your chest. And then feel it going into your heart. And just pause here for a moment and breathe in and breathe out. And now imagine or pretend the energy of the spiritual intelligence is moving down into your abdomen and down into your legs and down into your feet. And feel the energy of the spiritual intelligence flowing out through your roots and down into the earth. Now take a deep breath. Now imagine or pretend that you're in your heart. And you can feel the energy of the intelligence of nature running up through your body. And you can feel the energy of the intelligence of the spirit running down through your body. And you can feel the two energies coming together in a divine dance, like sunlight on the water. And this is being in the vertical axis, connected to heaven and earth. And you feel that throughout your body. Now imagine or pretend that your heart is opening up, and this energy of the vertical axis is pouring out of your heart and into your energy field, and surrounding you and caressing you. And now imagine that that energy from the vertical axis is moving out of your heart and into the room. Feel it filling the room with love and peace. And now imagine or pretend that that energy from the vertical axis is moving out into your community and filling it with love and peace. And now imagine that that energy from the vertical axis is moving out and surrounding the entire planet with love and peace. And this is being in the vertical axis, connected to heaven and earth, being one with nature, being one with spirit, being one with yourself, and being one with the planet. This is love. And now slowly open your eyes and feel yourself being present in your space, and slowly begin to move around. You may find that you have received important information or clarity about a thought or a feeling. Take a moment to write them down. You will find this information very helpful, and it will guide you through the day. And know that you are now in the vertical axis, fully connected to heaven and earth.